We come now to the thrilling part of the story. What'll the father do with this boy? Now, back according to the Mosaic law in Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21, the father could have had this boy stoned to death. What did he do? Will you listen to this now? And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and said to a servant, "Run, get my switch, those hickory limbs I've got, and I'm going to beat that boy in an inch of his life, because he's disgraced my name and he's spent my substance." Is that the way your Bible reads? Well, if you're following me in the Bible, you know it doesn't read like that. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. You see, that's the way the Bible reads. It's a different story, you see, here. And notice what the boy, though, did. The son said unto him, "Father, I've sinned against heaven in thy sight, no more worthy to be called thy son." But what did the father do? The father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, he's alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Friends, that's a very wonderful thing. Fact of the matter is, what we have here is this boy in a far country, he knew what misery was. Now in the father's house, they began to be merry. And as the late Dr. George Gill used to put it, he says they began to be merry, and it never says they ever ended. It just kept on getting better and better. You know, when you're in the will of God and walking with him, you have the best time you've ever had. Christian friend, you'll never have fun in the far country. And then in the far country, there were tears of trouble. Now there are tears of sheer delight. He got kicks in the far country. Now he gets kisses. It was rags in the far country and a robe when he got home. He had a ring under his eyes in the far country. Now there's a ring for his fingers. And he had swill and slime to eat. Now there's shoes for his feet. There was fasting when he was in the far country. Now there's feasting. He was a beggar over there. Now he's at a banquet. There was nothing in the world but the jukebox over there. Now there's joy. There was nothing there but fragments in the far country. Now it's the fatted calf. And we're told, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. The very wonderful thing here is that you have this story of the prodigal son. May I say to you, my friend, there is this man that got away from God, and he came back to God, and he came back by confession. The father didn't even let this boy finish his confession, brought him right back in. This is the way that a child of God that sins, the way he can get back to God.